In the Dharma talk on Sunday, I don't remember what it was about exactly. I was trying to be responsible to remember what I had talked about, but I couldn't remember. But I did remember that that Marianne said that she would remember the shelf that I mentioned, cleaning to the back of the shelf. So I know I must have been talking about going all the way, doing things all the way. So I thought it would be good to adjust that a little more, because I found something today that I haven't seen in, well, I don't know, what's this, 15 years or so. There's a spirit with which we practice. It's not our personal spirit, it's a Zen spirit. Zen spirit is the spirit of going all the way, of not letting anything push you off your path, of encountering or engaging whatever we encounter with the spirit of meeting it all the way, no matter what it is. It really doesn't matter how you feel. You do it anyway, and you do it all the way. When we chant the word intimately in the chant that opens the Dharma talk, intimately means all the way. When we say, may we completely realize the Tathagata's true meaning, completely means all the way. It means that your personality self is really not that interesting after all. You may be entranced by it like a child who likes their favorite flavored lollipop. But sooner or later, if you keep licking that lollipop, you'll discover that you haven't really used your life completely unless you lick it all the way. And then it will be gone and you'll have to do something. You'll have to do something else all the way. A lot of times the problems that we have in our lives are caused only by our refusal to go all the way. They are not caused by anything else. They are not caused by any conditions that come at us. They're only caused by the way we refuse to meet those conditions all the way. A lot of times we say, oh, I can't do that, or that's not convenient. What we're saying is, I don't really want to live 100%. I don't really want to be here completely. I want a vacation from my life. A Zen spirit doesn't have a lot of room for that. Because we do it once, then we do it twice, then we do it three times, then it becomes our habit, then it becomes our way of life, then we're 90 years old and we say, what was that? Instead of having engaged every single moment that we can. So we turn delusion into enlightenment by going all the way. We turn hindrances into opportunities by going all the way. When we say delusions are inexhaustible, I vow to transform them. That's about all the way. It's about going 100% completely. It's about not buying our story, but recognizing the preciousness of every single moment in our life. And when something does come that is, you know, like a, you know, I don't know, 4 million pound bear or, you know, something like that, it's faster, it's bigger, it's stronger, it's smarter, it's wilder, and we are not going to get away from it. The only thing that can be done, according to our Zen spirit, is to wrap our arms around that bear and hold on completely until we become one with that bear, and that is going all the way too. And sometimes that bear is pretty tough. But if you think about it, we don't really have much of a choice. When I think about where the obstacles and where the hindrances come from. By and large, they come from our own refusal to engage our life, not from any other place. So I thought, you know, I should say that to you. Our tradition is filled with one story after another of people who have said, I'll go all the way. You know the story when Huike went to ask Bodhidharma to be his teacher, and Bodhidharma wouldn't even pay any attention to him. The story is, so Huike cut off his arm. He's standing there in the snow. Well, you probably didn't cut his arm off. But that story is about sense spirit. It's about saying, I will, completely. I will. And something happens inside of us when we do that. We become alive. The parts of us that have been dead wake up. And our aspiration to wake up wakes up. And waking up wakes up if we go all the way through. We don't have to be special human beings to do that. We actually have all the equipment already right here. And it's our nature to do it. It's our nature to be alive. If you look at yourself and ask honestly, is any of me dead? You'll find the answer is no. None of you is dead. All of you is alive. But some of you is sleeping. Show me a dead part of you. You won't find it. And so I want to say that because it's very important to know that it's not based on the usual kind of personal willpower that we do this. There's something about catching what the true spirit of our practice is that takes care of it. So it's not like Peter is in a battle against life and he's going to win. That's the wrong understanding of what I'm talking about. I give myself away completely to the Spirit, and the Spirit therefore gives me completely to myself. That's more kind of what it's like. So today I was clearing. It's taken me 11 years to finally figure out how to imagine moving all my books, or not all, but some of the books from the bookshelves downstairs so we can paint downstairs. So I found this on the bottom of one of the bookshelves. It was a note to me on the back page of something called Zen Quarterly, 1995, from my teacher, from Roshi. And he's talking about Tomoe Katagiri-sensei. Tomoe Katagiri-sensei was Katagiri Roshi's wife, Tomoe. And she is the person who brought the sewing practice, sewing the raksu and sewing the priest's robes to San Francisco Zen Center. She's the one who brought it from Japan to teach. And so since four Sangha members are going to be sewing, have begun sewing and are going to be sewing their raksus, it was sort of great that this jumped out from the bottom of the bottom of the bottom. Now it's on the top. But there's something quite nice about this. Roshi uses the word nyoho-e, okesa. It's nyoho-e is the priest's robe. Nyoho is dharma. So nyoho is like, that's it. That's the meaning of that word. Nyoho-e, that's the priest's robe, the okesa. Tomoe Katagiri-sensei visit and teaching here has been very moving. The Dharma flows out from her. Does the Dharma flow out from you? Ask. At any moment. Tomoe Katagiri-sensei visit and teaching here has been very moving. The Dharma flows out from her. They sew continuously 14 hours plus a day. Namu kie butsu, each stitch. That's the mantra you say with each stitch. Namu Kiye Butsu, 14 hours plus a day. Over 130 hours just to make one Nyoho-e Okesa. It's like a sesshin at our house. Live room from 4 to 12 people come every day for 3 weeks. Then, Ango. Can you? That's Zen spirit. You hear it? That's Zen spirit. Here's Zen spirit. Tomoe Katagiri Sensei visit and teaching here has been very moving. The Dharma flows out from her. They sow continuously, 14 hours plus a day, Namu Kiye Butsu, each stitch, over 130 hours just to make one Nyoho-e Okesa. It's like a sesshin at our house. Live room from 4 to 12 people. Come every day for 3 weeks, then Ango. The energy continues to build like snowflakes gathering on snow. Isn't that beautiful? You know, there's snow. One more flake. One more flake. Namu Kiye Butsu. Namu Kiye Butsu. Namu Kiye Butsu. 14 hours plus a day, every day, 3 weeks. It's quite beautiful. Tomoe Sensei is wife of a Zen pioneer, mother of two sons, lived and brought form up at Zen Center and has seen everything. Sexual abuse, suing, not using incense because someone complained. I love the list. Sexual abuse, suing, not using incense, because now you can see how strict my training was. But for him, it's all the same. Sexual abuse, not using incense. Namu Kiye Butsu. Namu Kiye Butsu. One stitch, one stitch, one stitch. Meet everything exactly with that spirit. And then you know how to live. Anyway, she's a treasure. And we're very lucky to have the year rat fire to begin with this Dharma. Trust that all is well. Rat. Year rat fire. Yeah. I don't, it, you know, it's some Chinese thing, I don't know. But you can hear the in the intensity of the letter. You know, he's transmitting through the mail, you know, through the note. Don't lose your Zen spirit. Don't forget. You're far away now. Don't forget. This is what we do. This is how we do it. This is why we do it. The Dharma flows out from her. She's a treasure. 14 hours plus a day. 130 hours. 4 to 12 people. 3 weeks. And then starts Ango. This is very important. It makes me so grateful to have the profundity of this teaching handed directly from my teacher to me and from my heart to you, whether you'll take it or not. At least that's it. I want to give it to you in the same way. And it's what he received from Suzuki Roshi. This is our way. It's not dependent on personality. It's not dependent on willpower. As I said, it's not dependent even on choice. Sexual abuse, suing, no incense, all the same. Namu Kiye Butsu, meet it, whatever it is. And that's what it means when he says she has seen everything. Right. across the scale and meant everything. When we really are willing to give ourselves completely to this practice, to this Dharma, you know, we're so used to holding back and to playing the game, to playing the angle. You know, as in the Lojong teachings that I talked about in Sesshin, to acting with an agenda. I'll do this and I'll get that. Or I'll look like this and then they'll think that. You know, we're always playing the game. When we just give it up completely, then suddenly our life is given to us completely. And the part of us that is afraid to give it up is just this little tiny part, this little thing that has so much control of our attention that we almost cannot hear. It's nothing. You just drop it. Just give it away. When I was at Upaya a few weeks ago, one of the women said something like, oh, you use the phrase not sparing Dharma assets. What is that from? Not sparing the Dharma assets. I said it's precepts. One of the precepts. She said, out of everything that was said this weekend, that phrase struck me. I want to find out more about it. I thought, right there, that's the seed. Mm-hmm. She will go far. Mm-hmm. She will really engage the practice. She has not yet. She will. There's no question about it. Because that seed of not sparing, right? Giving, you know, going to the donation bowl every week, putting in one penny. Not because one penny or $100 is important, but because giving is important. That's the important part. The amount means nothing, but doing it in every way. Penny in the bowl, penny in the parking lot, you know, where, however you do it. But every opportunity, always doing it, never holding. Not yielding to any inclination to save for some, you know, rainy day. 3 days a rainy day. If we understand what a rainy day is. But that's what I'm talking about. If you can just begin to imagine what this sense spirit might be in your own way, in your own vocabulary, in your own manifestation. It is the key to transforming your life, and it is the key to the Bodhisattva vow to never stop, even after you're dead. And this was my teacher's teaching, even after you're dead. Don't stop. So, okay. Mm-hmm.